So we define the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rivet in Hilchos Brachos on what perek is it? What perek? Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. So the Rambam says that a kof is good, and the Rivet asks, how is it possible a kof should be good? He doesn't have a Torah Sodom. Even though I don't understand, the rabbi agrees that there is one time that holds that way, but he says he's like a shita tchuya, and he's not Mustafa. I mean, it's funny. I mean, he says the fact that there's one man like that doesn't mean anything because it's outside halacha, and we don't deal with that position. But the question is on the Rambam, stop. What kind of sense does it make that a monkey could qualify as a man? So we took a look at the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos in Yadayim. But first we gave a svara. The svara was like this, that there's two things. That there's a gavra, sometimes you need a gavra nosing, and sometimes the only concept of nosing is in order to create a makabra. So what is the mice of a monkey? The mice of a monkey is, even though it's an animal and it doesn't have das, but it can create a directed stream because it has consciousness and intention. So it creates a directed stream, so therefore it sets the stage for a makabel. And the kiyum of Taharas Yadayim is in the makabel. So that's why it's good. Okay? And the Rambam said, but Rabbi Yossi argues against it, and he says that the kof is no good. And the Rambam says, and the Mishnah says, that he argues against the first case too. Why? Because he holds that the monkey's no good because it's not the kiyum in the Maisa Kabbalah, but you actually need a nosen. So if you need a nosen, a monkey won't do. But if you need a nosein, the guy can't be mata the chavis on himself or wash himself like we do either, because there is no nosein. It's the same individual that's nosein in makabel. Okay, so therefore, the machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and between the Tanakhama is whether you simply need a nosein in order to create a makabel. In which case, a Baal Chai could do it. A Baal Chai can create that situation also. And you can do it too. Because even though you're doing it to yourself, but you're still, there is a Maisa Kabbalah. There's a Maisa Kabbalah. There's just as no nosin. But as a Maisa Kabbalah, you can still be Makabbalah. So therefore, that's how the Rambam poskens. And that's the answer to the Rivet's kasha. Okay. But a robot, we said, would not be good. Because it would seem, in order to have a directed stream, you have to have consciousness. But the robot has no consciousness. It's just a mechanical, electrical phenomenon. Okay. And that would also answer the Machaber's Chakira. If another animal would be good too, it would be. As long as a trained dog would be good too, because a trained dog can create a directed stream. Okay. Yeah, so Ken is asking, how does the rabbit learn the machlokes? Because monkey holds is definitely no good, because it's not Torah Sodom. So what about when the person pours it on himself? So apparently he learns it's not a question of requiring an essence. It's a question. It's not a question of the right. It's not the question according to the Rivet is like this: do you need a Maisa Kabbalah, or do you need a Kabbalah Me'odon? But a kof, he holds, but a maisa, one second. Yeah, the Ravid has to learn that all we need is Koch Gavra. So even if it's the same person, it's still Koch Gavra. But Rabbi Yossi holds you need a Nosin and a Makabel. So that's why he apostles when you do it on yourself. Well, it says Rabbi Yossi apostles for Shnei. But the Kof, he holds, is no problem at all. It's not even considered because there's no Koch Gavra there. But if there's a Koch Gavra, so it doesn't matter if you're the same Koch Gavra that's created. There is Koch Gavra. Now there's Kabbalah, so it's fine.
Right. But Tachkam held that a Koch qualifies for Koch Gavra.
Right.
Which is crazy.
So the Ravid apparently holds that in order to be Makabal, you need a Maisa. Because that's what he emphasizes. He says, because Schera shot of a cotton, Yeshlan Meiser, Vizer Veloklum. Right, else Kuf is Veloklum. So therefore, he holds that you need a Din Meiser. And he holds that a Kof has no Din Meiser, so you can't be Makabel. That's what he seems to hold. But if you do it for yourself, that has a Din of a Meiser. The only question is, do you need a Nosein? So Rabbi Yossi argues on the Tanakhama on 2 points. First of all, he knocks out Kof, like the Ravid holds, because that's absurd, because the Kof isn't a Maisa. And secondly, he argues that you need a Nosein. You can't do it to yourself. Okay? But we Paskin know that you don't need a Nosein. That all you need is a Maisa to render your Netila a Kabbalah. So that's the Ravid. That's the Ravid. Whereas the Rambam is on a totally different path. He's on a totally different path. He's learning that you don't, that in order to be a Makabel, all you need is that there should be a directed stream to your hand. And that even animal intelligence, which is conscious, it's interesting, animal intelligence, which is conscious and is doing it for that purpose, is really effectively creating a directed stream.
Right.
That's the Ram. The Ram in his Pirush Mishnayos seems to he correlates the two with in Rabbi Yossi. In other words, he holds that a directed stream is no good. Because you need a Nosein. No, because what? Because you need.
That's what he said, you need
a Nosein, Quantum Yossi. The Quantum Yossi, yeah. Yeah, we're going to. Okay.
Two things. Firstly, Lemaisa, if a person is privately, and it is not a possibility of a person being
enough. Yeah, the essence of the process of Netilas Yadayim is in the Taharas Yadayim, which is affected by the Makabel. That's where the essence is. It's not the Nosein. It's not halacha of like in Kutchum that he has to do a Mice in the Sina. Okay, but the reason why you need a Nosein is because you require Koach Gavra. Okay, but the essence resides in the metahir, and the metahir has to be involved, so he has to be a makabel. Yes, makabel. Even the one that holds that you need a nosein, that's only because he holds that with the nosein, the institution of makabel is enhanced by the nosein. You follow? But it's not like shechita, where the nosein is only a kiyum in the metahir. It's not an institution of nosein. Well, he doesn't make any bracha. He doesn't have any mitzvah. By shechita, the shochet has the mitzvah. So he's just a vehicle for the metahir. So his nesina is only in order to create a matayr. To create a matayr, you need koach gavra, because the matayr has to be involved, and he has to be a makabel. otherwise it lacks in the Misa Hamataharis. That's what I think I would put it. Finally, fine formulation. Okay?